Most states in the nation impose the death penalty. Ford is one of them, but it's also a state that's known for its lengthy death penalty process. It's behind only California, the state in the nation with the most number of people facing the death penalty. Today, there are more than 400 death row inmates in Florida. Nearly half have been on death row for more than 20 years. And Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Shalimar is the sponsor of a bill that aims to speed up that process.
As a matter of fact, as just an example, the last person that the state of Florida executed went on a vengeful, murderous rampage, killed 9 people, stood up at trial and said, "I committed the murders, I did it, and I'd like to die." And it took 28 years to execute that person. So I think that that's indicative of a blight on our legal system and something we ought to be able to fix by having a more efficient system that protects due process.
His bill to cut down on the lengthy appeals process has several parts. It includes a provision that aims to cut down on insincere claims, like a death row inmate falsely claiming they have a conflict of interest with their attorney. Another type of appeal that Gaetz says contributes to delays in the process is from lawyers who say they were ineffective as counsel and that a death row inmate now would have to get a new lawyer.
In fact, if there is that determination that those folks would not be eligible to litigate these capital cases for a period of 5 years.
While the Florida bar is not yet on the record whether it's for or against the proposal, the bar's Steve Metz applauds Gaetz's efforts so far and his willingness to work with the courts.
And just a week ago, the Chief Justice formed a special 5-person task force of the Criminal Rules Procedure Committee that is going to take all of these issues that Chairman Gaetz has brought to their attention. And these are 5 judges that are real experts in these kinds of cases. And they're going to report to the legislature in September of this year. And Chairman Gaetz has been just very, very inclusive. And we're hopeful at the next committee stop, when you see this bill, you will see even a better product.
But Democratic Representative Daryl Rousson says he believes the proposal is a bit premature and should be put on hold.
There's a 5-person task force made up of experts and judges who are looking at this, and I think this product is premature. This, as it stands today, I'm down on this today. I'm not down on your heart, Representative Gaetz. We all know your passion for this process. But this product, I think Ray Charles could see that it's defective right now, that it's not complete right now.
To which Gaetz replied,
"I love Ray Charles. And, you know, if Ray Charles were to classify my product as defective, I would hope that, God rest his soul, he would at least be able to identify one defective piece of the product, not just merely classify it as defective. I think that the product is rich with opportunity to be able to create a more effective system, but we haven't heard any specific concerns today. So I'd urge you to help us along, and hopefully when we hit the floor, we'll really have something we can be proud of."
The measure passed 8-3, largely along party lines, with Democrats opposed in the House Justice Appropriations Committee Thursday. Meanwhile, over in the other chamber, the Senate Criminal and Civil Justice Appropriations Subcommittee took up its companion bill. That measure is sponsored by Republican Senator Joe Negron of Stewart. His proposal is very much the same as Gaetz's bill, with one exception, a change he made Thursday.
The House bill that Representative Gaetz has takes away your right to have an attorney at a clemency hearing, and I don't support that. I think that a clemency hearing is an important judicial matter. I think someone should be entitled to representation. We have a cap on the fees that can be charged, so I would prefer to keep your right to an attorney for a clemency hearing in the law. So that's all it does, is keep the same law.
While the change had the backing of the Florida Public Defenders Association, the group wanted to include more lawyers in the clemency process, and Negron says he's willing to work that out. The measure passed 10-2 in the Senate Criminal and Civil Justice Appropriations Subcommittee Thursday, with 2 Democrats voting in opposition. Both the House and Senate measures have 1 more committee stop to go before they head for floor vote. Meanwhile, both measures also come with a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow only lawmakers to have rulemaking authority over the post-conviction appeals process rather than the courts. The House sponsor, Gaetz, says it's currently on hold as he works together with the courts. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.